At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Operations at Dallas Love Field are back to normal at this hour after holiday travelers had to evacuate the airport earlier this morning. A fire alarm went off inside the terminal due to an overheated coil in one of the air conditioning units. Even though operations at Love Field have returned to normal, security lines are long. Chris Perry is the chief communications officer with Love Field.
We recommend, hour and a half, 2 hours, just depending on what time your flight leaves.
Perry says Love Field expects to move 17,000 people through today.
Yesterday was a busy day. Today's a busy day. Tomorrow will be fairly busy. And then Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, things will start to taper off a little bit.
So check your airline for specific updates on delays or cancellations. The Arlington Police Department has been rolling out body cameras to all sworn officers with the rank of lieutenant or below. The rollout began this month, and officials expect the program to be fully implemented by March. 2 years ago, Arlington Police participated in a six-month pilot program. This summer, the City Council authorized the department to implement a body camera program. It'll be paid for in part by a state grant and the city's annual operating budget. Fort Worth appears to be headed for a reboot. The city that embraces the nickname Cowtown is in danger of becoming just the biggest suburb of Dallas. That's according to a new economic development study. KERA's Rick Holter went to City Hall to talk with Mayor Betsy Price for our Friday conversation.
Your economic development director says if things don't change, quote, we're going to end up being a bedroom community of Dallas. Those sound like fighting words in these parts.
They definitely are fighting words. You know, we're a part of the fourth busiest metropolitan region in the nation, and we're proud to be a part of that with Dallas. But we are two separate cities with separate identities and separate businesses. But the study brought to light some issues that, you know, major corporations have been going to the east side of the Metroplex, and we really do need to work on that.
What was the biggest surprise to you in the study?
One of the things that a lot of people said surprised them was that our tax base was upside down.
Right.
Heavily
right.
residential and not as much on commercial. Well, I had seen that.
Right.
That's
right.
growing trend when I was tax assessor. And so I've been looking at that the last 6.5 years in office. But I think that's probably the most alarming piece is because you begin to put the burden of city operations on your residents. And you need that burden to be shared with commercial and residential.
And that's got to be one of the hardest things to change.
It is a hard thing to change. How do we begin to be really proactive on our development and on our economic recruitment instead of being reactive? How do we get on these relocators' radar when mm-hmm. they're looking at major corporations? They just don't know Fort Worth. You saw in the study, I mean, the average person thinks we're about the 45th largest city, and we're the
number 16.
16,
right?
And soon to be bigger than that with the 2020 census.
Right. In some ways, it seems like Fort Worth is a victim of its own success. A lot of folks think its neighborhoods are more livable than those in Dallas. The downtown here was remade way before the one in Dallas. Yep. Why has that not translated into the right kind of growth?
We just saw so many people coming in. We had to focus on that residential. Probably, right or wrong, through nobody's fault, have neglected a little bit of that, the commercial side. And you know, Fort Worth has long had that history of being the best big city with a small town feel. That's still something that we want to maintain. So it's a fine balancing act as to how do we go after this new technology-driven, innovative-driven economic development side, but yet how do we maintain our identity here in Fort Worth?
How do you balance the changes the report wants with the risks of gentrification and pushing out, you know, some of the long-term residents who live here?
You know, unfortunately, in a high-growth city, in a developing city, you see some gentrification. We just have to continue to work with our neighborhoods where they are at risk for gentrification, see what they really want, take into account their opinions on zoning changes and things. But then they have to realize, too, that in many cases, this improves their property values and improves where they are. And it's a bit of a trade-off for neighborhoods.
At the same time, there are pretty significant racial issues bubbling in the city. Just this week, a white cop was fired for the way he treated a black woman who called for help. There was a survey of the Fort Worth Police Officers Association from September that showed widespread disapproval of the chief. Do you still stand behind him?
Absolutely. The chief is responsible for his forces, and until we see some reason not to, we'll continue to support him and his decisions.
Do you have any concerns that a rift between the officers on the street and the chief could cause long-term problems?
You know, it certainly can cause problems. In an ideal world, you would have that chief and the forces in unison on everything. But in today's world, I'm not sure that that's realistic. I don't think that we are in problem for long term. I really don't.
You're in your sixth year as mayor. You were tax assessor for a decade before that. I wonder if some of the findings in this study hit you at all personally. I mean, like all that Cowtown hooping and hollering over the years is not really what the city needs to define itself.
You know, I was born in Fort Worth, and we'll live here till they bury us. Change does not come easy to anyone. 15 years, Fort Worth has moved from 550,000 people to better than 850,000 people. That's a significant change, and with that comes a change in your culture. The biggest challenge is to balance that out, is to keep who we are, to keep our identity as a major city with character, and yet manage that growth.
Betsy Price, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Rick. I enjoyed it.
The National Weather Service says we're unlikely to see a white Christmas this year. Here's meteorologist Bianca Villanueva.
Saturday through Monday, we'll have partly sunny skies, and we'll have highs in the low to mid-50s and lows in the low to mid-30s.
And most of the rain will peter out by tonight, though it will get below freezing Christmas morning. We've got rain in the forecast through this afternoon, 50% chance of it tonight, low around 35. Temperatures should fall to near 40 by this afternoon. It's 45 degrees now in Dallas, 42 in Fort Worth, 33 in Wichita Falls, 70 in Tyler.